This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set, cocked, locked, dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being with us. Jason is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at Genesis Communications Network. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Well, we're a little wet, a little wet. We had 37 tornadoes hit the Midwest for a second day.
Wow.
Houses were demolished. The Lucas Speedway in Kansas City was demolished. Twisted metal, airborne, 2x4s, timbers, trees, power lines taken down. Two people died. Yeah, tractor trailers flipped over, animals killed, and so we had some flooding in Oklahoma, Texas, Kansas, and Missouri. And 50 people at least were pulled from the floodwaters because of the downpours that inundated roads and homes. I don't know how that happens, but it does. And so we've had, at our farm, we've measured 3.25 inches of rain in 2 days. And there's not much place for the rain to go because the ground is waterlogged already, you know, from weeks of rain prior to that. The gutters overflowed. The leaders couldn't handle the downpour. So our orchard has been damaged. It took over 10 years to establish our orchard on our farm, and the winds took a lot of that apart. And our driveway, I'm still looking for our driveway where it used to be. It's gone downhill,
oh,
so I've got to go. Yeah, so I've got to. Yeah, after the broadcast, I'm going to get on the backhoe and see if I can find some of our driveway and put it back to where it was. And the thing that really bothers me
the most, concrete slabs.
No, actually, our driveway is crushed stone. It's 3/4 inch. It's crushed lime. It's 3/4 inch. And the rains were so heavy, it just washed rivulets in our driveway. And so I've got to go downhill and go get with a backhoe and
wow.
Go grab the driveway.
Go and get the rocks.
Back. Yeah. Yeah. Interesting thing that happened is, and I think we need to try people for this. I mean, arrest them, bring them to court, try them for manslaughter. Now, what's happened? And I've been complaining about this for years, but it's time to complain about it again. I'm not sure who approves this nonsense, but they have these cheese graters, as I refer to them. They are these very heavy aircraft cables that are strung like guitar strings parallel to the interstate, so you cannot cross. And they call them crossover barriers. So if... and the interstates have these grassy medians that might be, I don't know, sometimes hundreds of feet wide, sometimes 50 feet wide. Well, the idea was that if you ever had to get out of the way, if you're traveling east and you had to get out of the way, you could get into the median in the center between the east and west lanes.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you had to turn around in an emergency, you could. Or if an emergency vehicle like an ambulance had to cross the interstate or the highway, it could. But these bozos in the Department of Transportation at the federal and state levels have approved these designs where they prevent crossover. So an ambulance can't cross over to get to the accident or crash quickly. They've got to go miles and miles out of their way east and then turn around and go west, go over the overpasses. So you can't cross the medians. And I have been traveling west on Interstate 44 towards Springfield, and I've seen tornadoes ahead of me. And there's no place to go. There's no exits that are nearby.
Oh my gosh. I can't cross.
Yeah, I can't turn around. There's no place to go. And then you have these people barreling at 70 miles an hour with tractor trailers behind you that are oblivious to what's going on. And if you stop, they'll crash into you. If you go straight, you're going to go into a tornado. It's awful. And there's no place to
go. That's terrible. Yes.
Now, if it were illegal, if there was a sign that said, do not cross the median, if I were able to, if the cheese graters weren't there, and it said it's illegal to cross, but if I were in an emergency situation, I absolutely, positively would get in the median and get out of the way. And hopefully some people with half a brain behind me would do the same thing. Even better than that, people in front of me would do it before I got there. But no, you can't. You can't because these criminals...
Even if you drove along the median, not necessarily into the oncoming traffic.
Right.
But if you just got off the road so that you could go in the opposite direction.
But you can't. You can't because the medians... These cheese graters are designed so that you can't get off the road. You cannot get off the road.
Mm-hmm.
You're trapped. So I try to avoid the interstates wherever I can. I take the side roads, the access roads. So I just wanted to tell our class that I believe that we should arrest the people who have designed and approved these cheese graters.
Because when there is a crash, it's really bad. Because that's exactly what they do to vehicles and people, is they cut them up.
Yes,
they
and a motorcycle.
They slice them and dice them.
And a motorcycle doesn't
especially
have a choice.
Especially motorcyclists. They slice them and dice them.
Right.
They cut
and then
them
you
in
have,
pieces.
Then you have these stupid cars known as smart cars, which are like a quarter of a car, which your knees are the front bumper. And if you hit anything like a cheese grater with that, you're dead. And if you have one of these small new cars, one of these little Asian cars that say made in Asia on the bottom, those lightweight little things that they've stripped all the steel that they possibly can out of them, and you hit something like a cheese grater, you're probably going to die. So what do? We arrest and try the people involved in the decisions, the politicians, the bureau rats, who are in the Department of Transportation. We arrest them and try them for manslaughter. And what we need to do is take them all down, go back to where we were. But the point of these cheese graters, they say it's to prevent crossover accidents. It prevents crossover everything. Crossing over to rescue people, crossing over to get out of harm's way, crossover for everything you can possibly think of. That's what it does. And it puts the people who maintain the medians, those grassy medians, in harm's way, because they can't maintain between the road and the median. They have to spray that with Roundup. So I'm sure Monsanto loves these crossovers, crossover cheese graters. I'm sure they love them, because you can't mow them, because you'll get run over by the traffic. It's terrible. Well, that was the 39 tornadoes that took aim at Missouri, Kansas, Texas, and Oklahoma in the last couple of days. Unbelievable. Devastation, smashed houses. And so where does this come from? I mean, this is pretty devastating. I don't remember anything like this. I was at Joplin. I saw that, and it looked like a lawnmower would just mowed right across Joplin. You would think that that we'd get a little smarter and help protect people from this insanity, but instead we have cheese graters to make sure that you're funneled right into harm's way. It's time that we go to City Hall and start arresting these politicians. It's time we start doing that, but I don't think we will. So what's happened with all this flooding The insecticides that were in garages and buildings are now into the surface water, which will soon be the groundwater, and we will have all kinds of chemicals in the drinking water because of our own stupidity. We've allowed this to happen. And I'm not sure, I'm not exactly sure who started these cheese graters. I'm not sure whose bright idea it was, but I'd like to meet that guy. And I'd like to debate him or her. These people are sick. So, Gwyneth, what's happening today in class?
Okay, well, in class today, we're going to discuss plants that are growing on your property, plants that you can introduce to your property, and, you know, just the general attitude that you as a preparedness-minded person ought to have to plants that are growing on your land. And I'm thinking in particular, we actually, we have a neighbor who had a particular, or has a particular tree growing on their land, okay? That's a tree that's not real common around here. It's called a paulownia tree. That's P-A-U-L-O-W-N-I-A. And my neighbor didn't really like this tree very much and thought, oh, I'll go and cut that tree down. And so they cut the tree down, and within 6 months, this tree had sent up suckers because it was cut down basically to ground level, to a stump. It had sent up suckers that were, 8, 10, 12 feet tall within 6 months. And, you know, anyone out there in the class who's had anything to do with paulownia trees by now is completely laughing their head off because that's exactly what they do. They're the world's fastest growing trees. And these trees are the thickness of my wrist. I mean, I'm a lady. I've got maybe two-inch wide wrists. That's the thickness that these suckers have grown. Within 6 months, but it also sent out runners, okay? And runners are root extensions. This is in response to it being cut down to ground level. Runners are root extensions that grow out a certain distance from the tree and spring up above the soil and produce a new tree. And you can cut those runners and you can replant them anywhere.
Hold that thought.
And
hold that thought. We're going to break. We'll be right back.
Fresh liquid whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense fresh liquid whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh liquid whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
We're talking about the polonial trees. Gwyneth, I understand that they are the fastest growing tree.
Yeah, I have not heard of any tree that grows faster than a polonia tree. They get to a millable size in just 5 to 7 years, depending on your climate. And by that time, they're going to have a diameter of 12 to 18 inches round. So that's a diameter that you can cut and you can make. Actually, it's highly valued as a furniture timber because it is straight grained. Of course, you need to prune them properly in order to get good timber out of them. But they're easy to prune. While the tree is alive, the wood is relatively soft and it's pale colored. It's beautiful timber, but once it's dried out, it hardens. It hardens out beautifully and is a timber that is so strong you can use it for making furniture, you can use it for building houses, you can use it for any purpose that you would use timber for. And it takes just 5 to 7 years to grow a millable log. In contrast to, if you're in a suitable climate and you want to grow a radiata pine, okay, that's a Monterey pine, you would be waiting 30 to 40 or 50 years depending on your location, to get a millable log out of Monterey pine. And but the difference is with, you know, Paulownia trees, they don't have any heartwood. Okay? And that's really, really interesting because instead of having heartwood, they have a hollow, soft, pithy center. So the entirety of the wood in the tree is good, usable wood, with the exception of maybe about an inch round hollow in the middle, which is really, really different to, you know, any other sort of timber where you can only mill a part of the tree, depending on the species. Some species you use the heartwood, other species you use the sapwood. But with these trees, it's all sapwood, but the sapwood is of such a quality that you can use it all. And, you know, there's a lot of parts of the United States where Paulownias just grow rampantly. They, I'm thinking especially here of the Appalachian Mountains and the entire Carolina coast, all the way up to you know, Virginia to Washington, D.C., all that area. As soon as you get anywhere out of town, the forest has just been taken over by Paulownia trees because, you know, and Florida as well, because in the early days when they would get imports of crockery from China, they would be packed in cases which were padded. You know how you get those, you know, packing beans, those polystyrene packing beans that you get today for,
sure,
you know, if you,
yes,
you buy some crockery or something, and they pack them with these polystyrene beans.
Yeah, yeah, we receive them all the time, and we save them.
Yeah.
In plastic bags, so that if we ship something out, we reuse them. Yeah,
that's right. Well, in the old days, they didn't have these polystyrene beans. They used Paulownia pods instead because they're soft, and yet they're not so soft. You know, they don't compress easily, but they're not so scratchy that they'll damage any products that are packed in amongst them. And the Paulownia pods were full of Paulownia seeds. And when the goods were gotten out of their cases and taken to the shops or whatever that were going to sell them, the pods were just tipped all over the shorefront. And the pods were full of seeds, and seeds grew into trees, and that's where the rampant Paulownia problem in Florida all the way up to Washington, D.C. has come from.
Yeah. Let's talk more about that when we come back, and I'll tell you about some plywood that I have here.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi currently behind closed doors with her caucus as more and more House Democratic members are calling for President Trump to be impeached. Pelosi's been cool to the idea of impeachment. She's been preferring aggressive investigations and oversight of the president and his administration. Many Democrats angry, though, that former White House counsel Don McGahn ignored a subpoena to testify before a House panel yesterday. Illegal immigrants could get government-funded health care coverage in the state of California now, as competing bills in Sacramento would either offer coverage to all illegal immigrants over 19 or to young adults and immigrants over 65. The man known as the American Taliban, starting his journey to freedom soon, John Walker Lind, is expected to be released from prison in Indiana tomorrow. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Today you've got your
take. When you go to the for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So, a few years ago, we bought some nickel iron cells for our solar system here at the farm, and they weighed 8,800 pounds for 80 cells. And I split the load with one of our instructors, so we have 40 and he has 40. And they came in these very large plywood boxes or crates. And the plywood is not the same plywood that we have here in the United States. It weighs a lot less for the same thickness, the same size sheet. It weighs much, much less. And I believe
that... Is it a very white plywood?
It is. It is.
That's Paulownia.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And it
That's
seems
Paulownia.
Pretty strong.
It's a very white timber.
It seems very, very strong, but very light. The plywood here in the United States, the domestic plywood, is much heavier for the thickness and this, you know, size for size. The domestic North American plywood is much heavier than this. But it seems to be okay. And I've saved these boxes so that I can make dog houses out of them, chicken houses out of them. So I just stored them in the barn. They're roughly 4 feet by 4 feet by 4 feet, so 4 foot cubes. And all I need to do is cut a little hole in it, and the dogs can go in there after, I make sure that they are cleaned out. But they don't seem to withstand the weather as well as domestic plywood. And I don't know if it's the wood or the cheap glue that they use, but it's one of those. Mm. Or both.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that it's probably the cheap glue because mm-hmm. with regards to water resistance, they use Paulownia to make surfboards.
Yes.
So they are a timber that is inherently, does well in extreme environments, but the glue is probably the problem.
And also
because it's used for
skis. It's used for skis as well, right?
Yes. Yes, mm-hmm. that's right. And also, interestingly enough, the Chinese use it for making, and the Japanese use it for making babies' cribs and coffins and wedding chests, dowry chests. Because it's considered to be a very lucky timber, and it's considered to be the tree of immortality, because they're really hard to kill. Once they're established, it doesn't take much to establish them. You put one little section of root down in the soil, and you're going to get a tree growing from that root. Even if it doesn't look like there's any feeder roots or anything, if you put one section of root down in the soil and just bury it, come springtime, you're going to have a tree there, and by the time that fall arrives, you're going to have a 12-foot-tall tree.
Mm-hmm.
They are quite literally the world's fastest-growing tree. And they can live to be a great age if they're left undisturbed. They can get to be enormous, and there's, like I said, there's very little that seems to kill them. Now, the reason why I'm saying all of this is there's vast sections of the United States where these trees are regarded as being an absolute pest. There's thousands of them. The people who are living there live in abject poverty, and they don't know that they're actually surrounded by some of the best plantation timber on earth. If they would only get out there and start to manage what they have, and literally in their own backyards.
And you're talking about...
within 7 years...
Appalachia, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about Appalachia. There's people in Appalachia who own vast tracts of land, and they're dirt poor, absolutely dirt poor. And their lands are taken over by these Paulownia trees, okay? And they don't know what to do with them. I'll tell you what you can do with them. You cut them down, and you can use that timber from these old-growth Paulownia trees. It's still usable. You can go and sell the logs. And you will get you won't get a full price for them, okay, because they're old growth and they'll have knots and they'll blah, blah, and all that. But there's some people will want to use these old twisted slabs of wood for making countertops and such like, and cabinets. Okay, because, you know, and you could be looking at, I couldn't tell you in your local area, but it would be in the four figures per log. So, well, even for an old growth tree, well over $1,000 per log. And that's worth an afternoon's work, Vincent. And you don't kill the tree. You go back, you know, 7 years, you go back the next year, and you'll have a 12-foot tall pole, a number of 12-foot tall poles growing out of the stump. You pick the strongest one, and you leave it to grow, and you prune it about two-thirds to make a nice straight trunk, and you leave the top third of the tree to grow, and you cut all the other poles down. You take them home, and there's your garden stakes for the year. Or you can, you know, you can sell them or cut them up for firewood or whatever you want to do with them. And, you know, but that pole that you've got, which you've left growing, in 7 years will be a log. You know, if you keep pruning it so that about the top third of the tree stays as branches and the bottom two-thirds of the trunk, you know, you prune all the branches off so just as a trunk growing straight up, even if you've got to get a ladder out there and do something that way, then at the end of that 7 years, you'll have a log that's worth $7,000 to $8,000. And that's worth the work that it will take to do that. And I'm just saying that because I know there's somebody out there listening to this show who lives up in the Appalachian Mountains who's been despairing, whose property has been taken over by these trees, you know, because you can't get rid of them once they're in there. And you don't realize it, but you're sitting on an absolute gold mine. These, even in the U.S., are an absolutely sought-after timber tree. If you get off your backside, get out there in your backyard with your chainsaw, and organize a mill, first of all, who wants to buy them, okay? Don't just get out there and cut them down, you know, without having a buyer. But you go and organize with a sawmill, tell them what's on your land, and that you want to sell some logs to them, and tell them what's there, and I'm sure you'll find somebody who'll be willing to buy, you know, at least some of the logs off of your land. Because you don't realize that you have got an eminently valuable saw log timber growing on your land, and it becomes more so when you begin to actually get out there off your backside and go and manage your woodlot as you ought to do. You know?
Dennis, I know a farmer. I know him pretty well. And he bought this farm and had a lot of trees on it. And he found a sawmill that will buy his logs. He found a logger who will cut the logs, and they split it 50-50. So the logger gets half, the owner of the land gets half, the farmer, and the agreement is they're only going to cut $1,000 worth of trees a week.
Yeah.
So each one of them makes $500 a week from the trees, and it doesn't look like they're going to run out anytime soon. So
no.
he's paid off his mortgage. He's living comfortably, and he's not doing any work. The logger's doing the work, and he ends up with almost a square mile of farm as a result of thinning out his woods.
That's right. And you pick the best trees and you leave them to grow. And they are your seed stock. Okay? And you go through and you notice whether the seedlings are coming up. And, you know, for the first year or two, this is of any other species other than, although I have put tires around my Polanias that I planted down in Mew Valley to, you know, to get them started. But those car tires will be taken off them within probably 6 months. maybe just 3 or 4 months, because they'll be big enough where they won't need protection from anything. But ordinarily with a tree, if you put a car tire around the tree, it stops people from accidentally standing on them. And funnily enough, it stops rabbits and most other livestock from eating them. Or you can put a woven wire mesh cage around them, you know, and that stops deer and stuff from just going through and cropping them. But yeah, if you've got a piece of land like this, you need to investigate that, because you could be sitting on a gold mine and not even knowing it. And you could find yourself doing, you know, this sort of deal like the logger and the landowner do, you know.
He does something else.
And
he does something else that you're doing. When he plants his garden, one of the things that farmers seem to collect is used tires. And, you know, what do you do with them? The tire people don't want them. Nobody wants them. So what he does is he takes a reciprocating saw. Sometimes it's called a Sawzall, but that would be the Milwaukee brand. But DeWalt makes them. And so they have these saws that you hold with two hands, and has a blade that goes forward and backward. A short blade could be 12 inches. It could be 9 inches or 6 inches. And he cuts out the sidewall of the tire, and he leaves the tread. And then he fills just that ring, which is the tread, without the sidewalls, fills that with dirt. And that contains a raised bed small garden for one plant. And he's got hundreds of these tires. We'll talk a little bit more about that when we come back.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So we took a little detour about gardening with tires. And so farmers around our area here in Missouri take these used tires, and sometimes they cut the sidewalls off with a sawzall. Sometimes they leave the sidewalls in place. And you can leave them in place, and you can just put them flat on the ground and fill them with dirt and start growing your garden right there. So you can put one tomato plant in a tire, and right next to that tire you can have another tomato plant and another tomato plant, and you can plant a little rows of lettuces. You can have peppers. You can have herbs, and they're all separated by each tire. So there are lots of ways you can do it. Now, some people paint them, and they paint them to make them a little more decorative. Just to me, like they look less decorative when they're painted like orange and blue and green. But some people paint them white for a reason. And the reason to paint the tires white, if you choose to do this, if you have a real sunny area, the tires are going to get warm. And it may be rough on the plants. But if you have a shady area, you don't have to worry about it if you're in a shady or have the tire garden in a shady area. And then if you decide you don't like it later on, you can take it apart. But they last almost forever, at least a lifetime, these tires will. So, yes, you can. It works very, very well. I've seen it. And put good dirt in there. I mean, don't try to grow a garden with just clay. You need some loam. You need some humus. You need some nutrients in the soil, and you can have a wonderful garden with just tires. It's not beautiful in every location, but it absolutely positively works. And one farmer I'm thinking of has the best garden I've ever seen with tires, the best. And he keeps the area between the rows of tires clean so he can walk and there's no ticks, there's no weeds, and the only growing in the garden is in the tires.
Yeah.
It absolutely works.
I'll tell you something else that I do. We have a granite soil here, and granite soil is very high in mineral content, but very low in organic matter, and it's not the most nutritious soil for plants to grow in. It's actually quite good for fruit trees, but they need a lot of manure to be dug in as well. But anyway, if you want to grow anything like lavender, rosemary, or sage, any of these real sort of dryland type herbs, you cannot get any better soil for growing them than granite soil. They love it, especially lavender and rosemary. And so what I do is that instead of filling up the tires, I've found an easier way to do it. And that is that you go out there once it started to rain, because the thing about granite soils is you just about cannot dig them. I wouldn't say it's impossible to dig them when it's dry, but it's really, really hard work. It's like digging through concrete, just about. But anyway, it started to rain here. So what I do is I dig a hole about maybe 18 inches or 12 inches wide and about the same depth. And I have a bucket of well-aged manure with me. And I put a couple of double handfuls of manure with the soil I dug out of the hole. And I mix it all up and then I put it back in the hole. Maybe I'll put some wood chips down the bottom of the hole to help increase the fertility as well. But if not, oh well, there we go. And then I plant my, my seedling or even just a cutting in the hole, and I put the tire around it. And I mulch it with some of the leaves that are, in the surrounding ground, and I leave it to grow. And I have been able to establish centaurea cuttings and lavender seedlings and, cuttings that I've managed to root and other plants like that. And managed to get them growing on my land, actually in a garden that is protected by a tire but not actually filled with earth.
Okay, we'll be right back with Gwyneth Isaacs. She's live in Australia. This is USA Preparers.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.